Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, October 30th, 2025, and we have a great mix of industry and manufacturing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Solstice Advanced Materials completes spin-off from Honeywell. Solstice Advanced Materials, a leading pure-play specialty materials company, celebrates its first day as an independent, publicly traded company following the completion of its spin-off from Honeywell. Shares of Solstice will begin trading on the NASDAQ stock market under the ticker symbol SOLS. With over 130 years of advanced materials heritage, Solstice aims to continue its track record of innovation and operational excellence. The company's technologies enable high-performance solutions for critical global sectors such as HVFR, semiconductor manufacturing, data center thermal management, and more. Solstice launches with approximately 4,000 employees, 24 manufacturing sites, and 4 R&D centers serving over 3,000 customers across 120 countries and territories. The spin-off was completed through the distribution of all shares of Solstice common stock, with each Honeywell share owner receiving 1 share of Solstice common stock for every 4 shares of Honeywell common stock held. Unigrid leverages foundries to grow production capacity 10x in 2025. Unigrid, the ultra-safe sodium-ion battery company, has expanded its foundry subscriptions and increased production capacity to 100 megawatt-hours per year, a 10x growth to meet rising demand. The company anticipates another 10x capacity growth in 2026, reaching 1 gigawatt-hour per year, through additional manufacturing via foundry partnerships. Global interest in sodium-ion storage technologies is driven by the demand for clean, safe, accessible, and affordable energy storage solutions. Unigrid's batteries are designed to eliminate fire risks during use and storage, making them suitable for various industries. CEO Darren H.S. Tan stated that the company focuses on delivering safe and high-performance batteries for specialized applications without the need for large capital investments in new manufacturing facilities. Unigrid has achieved significant milestones this year, including earning safety certifications, securing offtake contracts, receiving a grant for a pilot facility, and being recognized for leadership in clean energy and advanced manufacturing.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.